Joe, we in it, man. We in it. The portal has arrived, my brother. All about the U, but man, some of these guys
all
gone.
All about that portal.
All about that portal. Some of these guys gone. It's shocking, bro. But let's get into let's get into this intro and talk all portal. All
right.
Welcome to the You Hurt Podcast.
I'm hurt, dog.
Ben and Joe break down all things Miami Hurricanes football.
Don't ask me if I'm all right. Hell no.
From hot topics to pre- and post-game analysis.
What he said dominate, and we not doing it.
You heard.
I put my heart in this dog.
Hey, man, you already know what it is, man. That portal is going wild. Joe, what? Before we get into all the players and the whole nine, fam, what was your first vibe and feeling about December 5th, 2022, when that portal opened up, bro?
Man, free agency, man. It's free agents time, man. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
3 years, 2 million. You know what I mean? Offering cats contracts out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Joe, let me ask you. The thing that I'm confused about, right? I thought it was you could only enter the portal one time and play right away. But if you did it again, you had to wait that year how it used to be.
Yeah.
Cats are transferring after one season being somewhere else and transferring again, jumping right back in.
Are you referring to somebody specifically?
I'm saying Daryl Jackson is a special case. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna put him in that boat. You know what I mean? Family first. That's my vibe forever. But there's other players like who is it? Keaton Slovis, right? From Pitt.
Right.
He transferred out of USC when Caleb Williams jumped on. Yeah. And now he's transferring again from Pitt. Keaton Slovis ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of special circumstances that come with that. You know what I mean? So it may be that you know, I think the first time he transferred, didn't his coach leave or something? So
yeah, that's when Clay Helton left.
Free, you know what I mean? I think that's like a free transfer. You know what I mean? If your coach, your position coach leaves or something like that, you can leave. And I wonder if he graduated. Maybe he graduated. Who knows? But
he might be a grad transfer. Okay.
Yeah, I think there's just certain, you know, I think when they do it, they know that they got a special circumstance happening. You know what I mean?
Gotcha,
and, and they'll probably most likely get that waiver. You know.
Okay.
No one is silly enough to just do it and know they have to sit out for a year. You know what I mean?
Man, you want to know an underlying one that kind of hurts me? Mark Pope. Seeing him again in the transfer portal. Man,
yeah.
He was a five-star coming out of high school, man, and just –
And what's ill is people, you know, they talk about, you know, you see, you know, people tagging me, man. You see what's going on, Mark Pope, man. When they go other places, there's always examples, man. There's an example of Lawrence Cager. Mm-hmm. Lawrence Cager left, went to Georgia and got busy.
Yeah.
You know, and he's in the league now.
He's
doing his thing, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's examples both ways. You can always point to something, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, it's, I mean, the people who do that are just nitpicking to trying to prove their point, you know what I mean? Like,
we all, you know,
there's no, I mean, that's what we talked about it last week, right? Like, there's no, I don't hold any ill will or I'm never gonna snap or I'm seeing the shit on any of these kids leaving these young men because they in their early 20s now. So they leave it for business reasons or family reasons or whatever. So that's on them. Coaches leave all the time, right? Like that's what coaches leave all the time. Now these kids might find a better situation and put themselves in the league. But the
And they being asked, some are being asked to leave. You know what I mean? So
I think we're at that point now.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into it, man. You wearing the shirt. This was a big one. This hurt you. I know it.
Hurt, man.
It
hurt, man. Rooster, man.
Hey, I think
God, man.
The reason I don't mean to hurt you even more, but I think he was one of those guys that was asked to leave.
I mean, you know, I understand the early season disappointment, right? He was
the fumbles.
Apparently he wasn't healthy like, you know, everybody thought, the fumbles. Maybe initially he didn't buy in. But there was a point, I can't remember which game, but he started to show rooster-like abilities, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When they put him in there and he was forced to play, he started looking good out there, you know? So I don't know, man. Hopefully, you know, running back is a room and a position that I'm not too worried about to keep the ball. Yep. You know what I mean? I'm not too worried about that, man. You can get running backs in there, you know. But I just, you know, Rooster's electric, man. I think wherever he goes, he's going to get busy. So
Yeah. I think he's look, man, like, let's just purely talk on the field, right? Like, never anything else. He had a 4-game suspension last year with Manny Diaz.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This year, started out the first couple games. I mean, the first 4 games hurt. Comes back, fumbles, like that. And we talked about it, right? Like, that can affect your mental health and your game and your play on the field. Like, when you're just not getting right, something's hurting, something's wrong, you just need a fresh start. And I think he's a young man that needs a fresh start. I think maybe there was a conversation with his position coach or the head coach on the phone or in person. Like, look, man, like, we're looking for this kind of back. You don't quite fit our body type for whatever reason. You know what I mean? They kind of, for me, it would have been Henry Parrish on the way out. You know what I mean? Because Rooster's got more speed, more getaway speed. But they looked at it like they can't, you know what I mean? Like, Henry Parrish came with the position coach. So, you know what I mean? There's an alliance there. Purely speculation. Like, we don't know. We don't know what those conversations were had, but I think he was just the odd man out size-wise. You know what I mean? With Citizen probably starting next year. Don Chaney hopefully staying healthy.
So why? I mean, you think Don Chaney stays? Because I don't see a scenario where she stays.
I thought Don Chaney would have been before Rooster, if we're being quite honest. You know what I mean? Like, again, he's another guy. Hurt, just coming. But the thing is, the reason why Chaney, I think, can't leave is because he was hurt last year. Right? Like,
I'm sure he can get.
Yeah, but I mean, we got to think about, like, what these kids and these young men want, right? Like, do they just want playing time? Colorado will take you right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, Deion went to the – I don't know if you saw the press conference and the time when he talked to the players, he's like, there he goes, y'all can jump in the portal right now because the men are coming.
I got luggage and it's Louis.
Hey, listen, Deion is a battle rapper, just never battled, and he's a man of God. Like, he was dropping bars in that.
Yes,
that press conference, he was like, can't nobody tell me God ain't, God don't have me. I'm like, all right, you preaching, you rapping, you doing everything, Deion.
Yeah, buddy. He was talking to them boys.
I think I liked it because he's so transparent with his business. Mm-hmm. But he told him, and the thing is, that's probably the same conversation Mario had. Mm-hmm. Probably had two conference, that's how I picture it, right? Two conference rooms. One room, all these players are staying, another room, and then y'all gotta jump in that portal. Mm-hmm. This is how we looked at it. We weighed all the options. Y'all don't have a spot here next year. So, and like you said, he'll try to help him land somewhere. You saw Avante already got an offer from Colorado. So it's gonna be different, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be a bunch of different, and I can't see a scenario where any person that's not a Mario person, except for Cam, James, maybe not. LT. You know what I mean? But James, LT, Rivers, Zion,
yep, John Campbell,
obviously the quarterbacks, Campbell, you know what I mean? That's really Flag. I don't think they're gonna ask Flag to go, but you know, I personally think it'll be in his best interest to go.
Yeah, you know, I think he'd be a barter at like USF,
yeah, you know what I mean? But I don't think they're gonna ask him to go. But that's it, man. TC. You still got TC. I mean, what's TC going to do?
You know, hey, doesn't Doesn't this make it? I think Tacori should go in that portal. Mm-hmm. I think he needs more playing time, and these coaches clearly don't favor him to start opposite Tyreek.
He played a lot, though. He played in that slot.
Yeah, but I think, man, we got rumors of Drake May possibly jumping in that portal.
But that ain't happening. I think that was
bullshit. That's he's gonna get that Michael Jordan money. He ain't going nowhere. Michael Jordan will be like, hey man, go ahead and take this $20 million NIL deal.
You can't
go nowhere. But I think, and we talk about it, right? Like, just because you jump in the portal doesn't mean you're actually leaving. When you jump in that portal, you're free to negotiate with the school that you already have a scholarship with to come back. You know, like Darryl Jackson hurt. That was size-wise, sophomore going into his junior year. Even younger, balanced well with LT. Depth-wise, I thought he would have been a hell of a starter next year. But then you find out, okay, it's because his mom's sick. I mean, so prayers up to Ms. Jackson. I mean, so I get that, but man, that one hurt. That's the only one that hurt. That was the problem, but that wasn't even on our radar, Jay.
We
didn't even mention nobody on that D line.
Nah, nope. For me, but Melo hurt too. For me, I figured it might have happened, but that hurt too because I feel like this was the time right now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Coming into this year, everybody, you're clearing out people. I think he could have been one of the ones, but you know.
I wonder how that conversation went with Melo, right? Melo's young man, freshman, right? Redshirt freshman or true freshman. And Melo, I wonder how that conversation went with the position coaches and the Mario. Was it, look, man, it's a clean slate. You come in here next year and work, and we'll see where you land, or you're not on my plans. You got to go. You know what I mean? Like, because one of them cold, one of them hurts, right? But the other one's like, am I willing? Because if one of them is, hey man, clean slate for you, come in next year, and you leave, that's different. Then we see it different, right? Wasn't Melo who we were talking about that came out and had to like talk off the rumors that he's negatively recruiting?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, look, man, like, and now you're leaving.
It looks like that was true. Now.
Perspective is reality sometimes, man. Like it's cold out here. He came out and addressed it. I told him that was his biggest mistake. If he never says anything about it,
I hit dog holler. That's what it is.
Hit dog will holler, man. And I don't listen. That's bad business on the how it looks for him. And then none of it might be real. We might be talking out our ass right now. Keep it a buck. Yeah. But how it looks. Like all of one day, it went from whispers to the rumble started to the snowball effect of, you know, man, this dude was negatively recruiting. There was no name of who it was in any of those tweets. I remember that day,
right?
And then he came out and said, "I was like, bro, what you doing? why would you address that? Like, it didn't make no." And now a week later or 2 weeks later, you in the portal.
Yeah,
one plus one is two on that one, bro. And it's messed up.
Yeah. So for now, I don't see – I'm really not surprised by anybody. You know what I mean? Even if Cam hopped in, I'm not surprised by nobody anymore. I'm not. You know what I mean? Especially if you're not a Mario guy.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Cam – and I'll tell you right now, Cam should hop in the portal to renegotiate his NIL contract. The man is an All-American. You know he's underpaid. He put out a hell of a promo at the end of the season. Mm. Cam should jump in the portal just to come right back the next day with like $1 million and change his family's life. That's right. Like, that's what people are forgetting. Everybody getting all hopped up, like, oh, I can't believe he's leaving. Hey, bro, they might be leaving just for an NIL deal, like to come right back. Like, if you performed on the, if you out, what I love about this shit is to out, if you outperform your contract. And you know your worth to this team, like Cam, only All American on the team. You renegotiate your NIL deal and get more money because you could go to the league in next year or the year after. Man, you know what I'm saying? But you already got a bag. It's a lot more safety, and you don't have to worry to kill yourself. You know what I mean? Like, that's life changing money. $1 million is life changing, man.
Yeah. So we got a lot of holes. We got a lot of holes to fill, man. All of a sudden, now D tackle depth is Jordan Miller left too.
Yep. Yeah. Let's go through it, man. All right. So we had Thad Franklin, Jalen Allen for the running backs, LaMelo Brinson, Keyshawn Smith wide receivers, Elijah Roberts, Darryl Jackson, Allen Hay, Jordan Miller, basically our entire defensive line.
Yeah.
Isaiah Dunson, only cornerback, star or outside linebacker, however you want to put him. Gilbert Frierson, probably a safety, maybe, in the depending on where he bounces to.
Yeah.
Al Blades, Jalen Harrell, Keyshawn Washington, Avante Williams. That as of right now.
Okay.
As of 9:13 p.m. on Tuesday, December 6th, that's how many players have left.
We got a lot. The linebacker position is taken care of.
Yeah.
LB position taken care of. D-line. We got a lot, man.
Is Horton going to come in and start year one?
We got a lot, brother. You know what I mean? Ooh. There's a couple of cats in the portal, though. You know, so we could, you know, the Texas A&M kid. There's a couple cats in the portal.
You know who I'm surprised isn't already in the portal? And I had a back and forth with, I think it's a Jono Flo on Twitter. Yeah. I'm surprised Shamar isn't already in the portal.
Yeah.
And I said, I was like, I don't think he's going in the portal because his people, like his handler or his manager or whatever, was like, yo, man, he trolled Miami a little bit too hard. And now his manager's like, yo, man, you can't go right back. I think I think he wanted to come into Miami, but the bag was bigger at Texas A&M, which it should be.
Yeah.
Shamar sort of baller. Yeah. But his people was like, nah, man, you can't come right back there now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, look, Texas A&M is the only Division I program that's worse than ours, like how it looks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
their talent is ridiculous.
Five star on top. Their talent is what Miami's talent wants to be, and we think it is sometimes, but they actually, you know what I'm saying? But that has completely failed. Yeah. Jimbo has this, bro, you got the number one ranked class all time, and they're all in the portal.
Yeah. How you feel about the kid that Dallas, is that his name? From Texas A&M. I think he's a corner.
I will tell you like this. I am not one of those people that wants every player like most University of Miami fans. But if you played in the SEC, I think you're at the front of the line to be talked to because the competition you faced. But it can't be every kid, and you gotta have an interview. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to invite him out, maybe have dinner with him, see him on the campus. But, I don't know. You can't get everything.
That's the kid who I think he got in trouble for riding through the garage or something. He was speeding.
Oh, yeah, speeding. Nah. Can't help.
No?
Listen, man.
We don't get young. Like, I'm young. Points,
young and dumb.
You know what I mean?
Young and dumb.
I made a mistake. Points, like.
Yes, you do. But
we can't get the one mess up.
I think Mario's gonna have a zero tolerance policy.
Yeah.
And set a mindset that he didn't set this year, because he gave up on the team just like the team gave up on him. And I don't think he wants somebody that is going to be reckless and making the image of what he wants Miami to be.
Why did I get Dallas? Denver Harris, that's his name.
I mean, it's cold. It's good. It's a city. It's a city.
Yeah, he's nice. Denver Harris is nice.
I mean, he's good. Hey, them kids are monsters. But yeah.
I feel like we may need some gangsta. I feel like we may need some thug life on the team, man.
You know what I mean?
You want every now. A couple.
Yeah.
Everybody, but you know how I feel. I feel like it's the coaches
It's the coach's job to rein them in, man. You know, bug life on the field, but off the field, you got to handle this business. You got to act a certain way.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so, you got to have that thug life mentality.
Yeah.
Without those thug life actions.
Tendencies. Type,
you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, man. Yeah, I mean, we do need some badass motherfuckers, right? We need some people like, yo, man, you ain't messing with us. Like, there was... And it's tough, right? Because I never played at that level, and there was a lack of toughness on this squad, mentally and physically, that never turned, right? Just never was like, oh no, not today.
Yeah.
And maybe we do need those guys. And look, like I said, we have a conversation with him, see if his mentality, see if, you know, interview him about that mess up, and see where his head is at now. And I mean. Bro, that
coming in, do you see anybody that you think could be that? Like just from, you know, mannerisms, maybe, you know, the way they play. Maybe you seen an interview or something or somebody talking that you think, yo, this kid about to be that.
Are we talking transfer portal or
right, talking out? High school?
Bro, honestly, man, Horton. Bro, have you seen his highlight tape? Like,
I have.
Yes. It is terrifying. Yeah. Like he's
to move the way.
The whole thing was like, he's a tweener, but bro, it's fast. He said, I watched his interview with Rivals. He's like, Mario told me he need, Coach Cristobal told me he need bodies. He's got my body out there. Some shit like, I was like, oh yeah, yeah,
Daddy.
Like. It wasn't like look at the statement of that, right? It wasn't like, hey man, you're gonna come in and start. Mm-hmm. Mario goes, hey man, we need bodies. Mario didn't go, hey man, you're gonna come in and be our one. No, it was like, hey man, we need more of you.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, all right, Marcellus, Pulliam, same thing. Hey man, we need more of you. At no point in the conversations that they've said that they had with him was it like, oh, I'm coming in to start.
Mm-hmm.
Like that already sets the mentality of like, oh, we're coming in to work to start.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think Francis, I think Jaden Wayne, with him still being salty about all of a sudden his ranking is dropped again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then Amon Rich is chirping in with, hey man, they said I was number 27. Amon Rich is for me, the best wide receiver I've seen in Miami in the last 10, 15 years.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, he ran so fast, it looked like nobody else was running. You know what I mean? Like, he just had, like, this speed to him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think the entire freshman class coming in for 23 is going to set a mindset. And I think, because the thing with Miami and everything, not just us talking, podcast, other Canes podcasts and all that, the statements the coach has made, because the other coaches don't really talk right now, and Cam has said, and people, and the players have said, they know it's too public. You know what I'm saying? Like what they've said, like, yo, man, now you're coming in here, you're coming in to work. We'll call the Uber for you, like Frankie Tenenbaum says. Yo, man, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not messing around. So I think this entire class feels different. I'm not getting hyped up about it. You know what I'm saying? But like, I think they at least they seem to have the mentality of wanting to work.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah, because that talk is talk, but it can go either way once you start doing the work and once you get on the field and once you put them pads on, man. I done seen the most gangster cats turn real, real soft once them pads went on, man. You know what I mean?
You know what worries me with that is I think that, and I hope I'm wrong, man, I think the cats that are going to fold are going to be upperclassmen.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because like we talked about it, what in the episodes we've done, you don't need the right coach to make you gain a yard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's not us talking shit, not us tweeting about it, nothing. If you can't get a yard at the University of Miami, a Power 5 conference team, former national champion, all that, you know the accolades. If you can't get a yard against clearly worse opposition and you can't score a touchdown against Louisiana Tech 4 years ago and you lose to FIU, and none of those things make you turn around and look at yourself and be like, yo, man, this shit got to tighten up with us. And as always, the coaches, that the whole thing got to get scrapped. The whole shit got to be burnt down. So it's crazy. At this portal shit got like, I feel like right now while we're doing a podcast, like six more people jumped in the portal that we don't even know about.
It's ridiculous. It's what, over 2,000 kids, man?
Yeah. And yesterday it was like, I think 1,000 jumped in like the last 18 to 24 hours.
Yeah. And Texas A&M got the most portal entries.
Yeah.
Yesterday and today. They got 16.
How is Shamar not in there? Now, would you take Shamar?
Absolutely.
In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Like
people talking about the flow. The flow. Yeah. Justin Flo from Oregon. They wouldn't take him. What? Why?
Are you serious? Who are we? Like, hey, we were 5-7. Like, what are you talking about? Oh, no, we're too good for Justin Flo. Motherfucker. Right. When?
What?
When?
And he getting coached by Charlie Strong, like what?
Like that don't even make sense, man.
He had a
we're not gonna take a 5-star. We're gonna pass on a 5-star. No, no, we're not.
No,
got the kid from the lineman from Alabama. The whole Alabama offensive line in the portal.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, you take all of them. As many of them as you can get, son. You take all of them.
Bring your friend. Bring him too. Like, bring all of them.
Now, that's what I was talking about, the kid from Oregon, the lineman from Oregon.
The undersized kid, right?
Yeah. I don't know if that's a culture depth piece. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we need him to – he's a locker room guy, you know. But he's going to bump inside because, according to the website, he's like 6'3", 305 or something like that.
Okay, so that's like center size.
Yeah, center, guard, he'll bump inside, you know. So, but that – the Bama O-lineman, let's get it.
All of them. All of them. All, just one word, all of them. Just come on. Yeah. Come on.
Let's get it. Yeah. Man. That kid, the receiver, the Dante Cephas, he's a problem. He's a problem.
Yeah, man. He's got that Armstrong kid that Alonzo offered last week.
Yeah.
So yeah, man.
Seven That's McGee cool. from Oregon.
Yeah.
Kid, Seven McGee and his man, the other receiver. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard not to get hyped up because, like, you don't know what these players are gonna be when they come here. But, like, I don't know if it was, like, the new car smell on a used car type of vibe to it. You know what I mean? But, like, something – if 5-6 of these kids hit, it's already a better team.
But like, it's hard for me. Like, how – we talked about this last time. So we were just talking about reasons why kids may be leaving, right?
Right.
You've been asked to leave. You don't want to work.
NIL.
NIL, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The kids that are in the portal from other places have the same issues, man. Like, is it a new, you know, I'm going to a new location, so I'm newly motivated. I needed a change of scenery, so you know. I'm a dog. My old team didn't know it. Going to Miami, and I'm gonna show that I'm a dog. Like, what is it? Because everybody's in the portal for the same reasons. You know what I mean?
One of those. What is it? I think that's up to the coaches and the background checks to figure out why certain players are in the portal. If it's a mentality, if it's a work habit, if it's NIL related. All those things have to be filtered out. Like, this is a different level of recruiting, right? Because then, like, you now have to recruit high school kids, right? And then when the portal opens, you have to re-recruit your own team and other players from other teams. So just the thought of that sounds exhausting. So I don't, with the amount of players that are in the portal, I think the vast majority, right, to me, is NIL related, right? Like they see but the NIL issue is a double-edged sword, because if you look at it, they think they're worth this much because they see what other players are getting, right? Conning other people's chips because they hear a Jaden Rashad is getting this. They hear the quarterback that's going to Tennessee is getting this much, this many millions. So these kids at this level, at that level, right, like Division I, the Alabamas, the Texas A&Ms, have been told all their lives they're worth this. They're, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, you're going to be a superstar. And that mentality sinks in. These are young men. Like their minds have heard that most of their lives. Mm-hmm. So when they see that and they count other people's chips, they're like, all right, like I'm gonna jump in the portal and get that bag too. And then for a lot of these kids, it's gonna be a rude awakening because there might not be a spot for them. And then they're just on their ass with no school, no scholarship, no education. That's the part. Like all that other shit is for coaches to parse out and figure out. But the fact that these kids busted their ass since they were children, right? Since playing peewee, didn't know how to line up to making it to a Division I, Power 5, Group of 5 conference. And if they jump in that portal because they listen to the wrong person, their punishment is your education is over. Mm-hmm. That's trash to me. You know what I'm saying? Like they should be able to jump back to their original school and get like a non-athletic scholarship to at least get a degree, like like an AA or an AS to get them on the right path. Mm-hmm. But again, like that's up to the coaches, which you know, coaches only care about football. They ain't got space for nothing else. That's up to the universities. Mm-hmm. Universities don't like giving away free money, so that's another issue. Man. But with everything you said, like figuring out why they're leaving, is it a mentality? Is it a spot? All these things. I mean, how if it's like a junior and you sat behind other players your whole time, and even freshmen pass you up when you jump in the portal, you're probably not going to get picked up.
Like, what is it? Like, what's a reason that you can tell me as a coach, as a player, if I'm a coach, what's a reason you can tell me that you jumped in the portal where I'm accepting it, where it's acceptable? You know what I mean? Is it like you just said, yo, I'm a junior now. I sat behind such and such. They graduated, and a freshman played before me, or a sophomore played before me, or I need a change of scenery. I'm not feeling it here. You know, the most common thing I think is like the small school kid, the KJ Osborne, coming from Buffalo, and they need a bigger platform.
Yeah, you know, the Dante Cephas kid.
Yeah, Jared Verse, the Verse kid from Florida State. Yep. You know what I mean? So, okay, I've produced where I'm at. I've gotten busy. Now I'm coming to Miami to get back. That's cool with me.
Yeah, but, there's no questions there. Yeah.
Yeah, no question, right? But if I'm adjusting flow, or you know, what can you tell me? You know what I mean? Like, what can you tell
me? I think we get linked to Justin Flo, not because of the recruiting video, but because Mario recruited him. Mario beat us for him.
And he loved him.
So he knows Mario. Mario knows him. And I think that's why we get linked to him. But like if there was none of that history, Justin Flo wouldn't even be a conversation. You know what I mean? Like a lot of the kids we're going to get are going to be kids that have a previous relationship with Mario. And a knowledge of what he wants to do and to push his vision forward. That's like all these kids that like don't know him. Like I don't know how well he knows the Alabama offensive line or Dante Cephas or any of these kids. Like I don't know the relationship. I don't know. I've never heard of Kobe Young before he pulled him in the JUCO league.
Right.
So this is so. I don't know how, bro. I don't even know how you know that many people to know that many people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The one thing I can say is this world, although huge, is small. It's a tight-knit coaching community. You know what I mean? It's a tight-knit community, man. They all talk. And they all have seen each other, ran into each other at some point in life. You know what I mean? So
who are your hopes so far that are in the portal? That, you know what I mean? Because it's a incredibly difficult to keep track of all these names, right? Exactly. Like you said, 2,000 kids. We're not doing that. Yeah. I'm not Gabby Urrutia, bro. Like, yeah. Salute to him. I ain't got it in me.
No.
I just don't. So, who are you thinking? Maybe I should say it like this. What positions do you think we have to go after, should go after, and want to go after?
Well, the lines of scrimmage, right? The O-line, yeah, and the D-line. You got to shore up them trenches, man. And it's a good combination of high school and portal. Because if you bring in two Alabama O-linemen and the, is it Kent State or whatever? Kent State, I believe, O-linemen. And then you got Francis, Frankie.
Samson,
hopefully. Kinsler.
Yep.
You know, that's a good haul. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's four, and then you got another three coming in, and then you still got vets. You still got Rivers. You still got Zion. You still got Campbell. Ja'Kai Clark, if he's still there.
Inez Cooper.
So that's a good strong 11, 12. Yep. You know what I mean? D-line.
Who's that off? There's that McCoy kid, Mike McCoy, Mark McCoy.
Matthew.
McCoy. Matthew McCoy. Yeah. Another big body. Yeah, so man. He's, you know what I mean, like redshirted this year. We didn't even see him on the field.
You still got Dennis. You still got tow truck there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Connor Lue coming through. You still got Connor Lue.
Number one center. It's just the number one center in the country.
Yeah, that's a good 12, 15. And then you bring in the depth pieces like the Oregon kid and, that's, man.
Yeah, because you have to get some upperclassmen to give these younger bodies time to build up and get their bodies right for the semi-pro league that now is college football.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the trenches for sure.
Trenches, so, D-line, we lost a lot. Yeah. So now we have to, we got to go in.
Heavy,
you gotta go. Yeah, because high school, I don't think we have the kid who just committed, right? Horton.
That's it, right?
And then that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it for D tackle, bro. Ooh. Yeah. It's thin.
Yeah. Horton and LT coming back.
Yeah.
And we have to have some guys who are there already, right?
We have to, but that besides Jordan Mears, Daryl Jackson.
The kid, they was loving him, man. He was getting rave reviews, man. He's a young boy.
Najee.
He plays D tackle. Tell me who you want, and I'm gonna find him because I need to find.
For D tackle, you talking the portal?
Yeah, what position group?
Oh, wide receiver. I think we need two to three. Just to balance because we lost two. So make up those two in the portal, older. I mean, like a Dante Cephas, older players. Because we got a bunch of young wide receivers coming in. Coming up the following year. So wide receiver, D tackle, offensive line. We already talked about it. Pretty solid there, quote unquote. We'll see what the development is like.
Yeah.
The names and the performance is one thing in high school and other places, but once they come here, we didn't see any kind of improvement for whatever reason throughout the year. It actually got worse. So D tackle, probably one or two in the portal for offensive line. Linebackers, solid young players coming in, but I think we need two to three linebackers in the portal. Probably get two. You know what I mean? Like I think Corey Flagg needs to jump in that portal, have a better career for himself, finish stronger with like 150 tackles at a USF, UCF. You know what I mean? Like a school like that. I think he's a solid player. I think he's just undersized for what Mario wants at that position. I mean, you see what he's picking up, right? Like 6 foot and above. Corey Flagg on his best day is 6 foot.
He could mess around and go to Houston or SMU closer to home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not that I want him gone. I just think for what Mario's trying to recruit and how he wants his team to look, Corey Flagg doesn't fit that mold.
Yeah.
So linebackers, I think we need probably one or two safeties. You know what I mean? But we're getting that in the with the young boys. Probably one safety in the portal just for depth. But look, man, we're a 5-7 team, so if any player, whoever can help you win, man, whoever can help you win, and whoever Mario can pick up, because I mean, he hit last year on Akeem Mezador and Daryl Jackson and Kobe Young. Sometimes he took in 12 transfers. Yeah. It's not that good of a percentage.
Yeah, Lichtenstein is still there. He coming back.
I was kind of hoping he would.
Yeah, he coming back, baby. Seventh year. He's like a seventh year.
And
Ahmad Moten.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's the young boy. So that's the young boy that we missed.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah. That's a big boy. That's a big boy, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He ready.
Man.
So, yeah. I don't know, man. I'm a little worried. I'm not, like I said, I'm never worried about recruiting. I'm not worried about high school recruiting.
Yeah.
But the portal
changes everything.
Kind of concern me because I think the kids like Dante Cephas, and receivers, I feel like, are kind of difficult because for me, I was a receiver in college. I need to see where I'm going. I need to see what type of offense I'm going into.
Yep.
And you know, if we keeping it a buck, I'm looking at this and I'm like, I only have one or two more years left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. So how is this gonna maximize my talent and my chance at going to the NFL?
Now, I'm gonna push back on you a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Because we had a 1,500-yard receiver last year. And right, like 1,500 yards of Charleston Rambo.
Yeah, that's totally different. That's a different offense.
I know, but didn't get drafted. Which is, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know. And I'm not defending this offense in any way. Like, let's get that clear. So, like, I don't understand how he didn't get drafted with that kind of production. Right? Homie is in the XFL now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, nobody, he didn't even get picked up on waivers. So, that performance doesn't get you in.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. The NFL looks at things differently. We had one guy get drafted last year in John Ford.
But I'm going to keep it about as a receiver. Like, Charleston Rambo wasn't an electric. Like,
no, he was Frank Ladson.
Yeah, he was decent. He physically, they need physically gifted receivers, right? So, you have to do something. If he would have went out and ran a 4.3, he would have got drafted. He'd have definitely got drafted. You know what I mean?
When you get running 4.6,
4.6, yeah, that's
4.6, 4.7, yeah,
yeah. And you're not 6'5" running that. You know what I mean? You know, 5'11", 6 foot running that. You know, 6'1". So yeah, man, it's but somebody like Cephas who can run. You know what I mean? Or the kid from Oregon, the big man, he's 6'3" and a 4.4, you know. Somebody like that, I think, could be, you know. But, you know, it's difficult, man. It's difficult. It's really difficult. And I said this before on Twitter, for a 16, 17-year-old to see a vision that we're supposed to see. You know, the fans – fans want us to be patient, right? Be patient, man. Mm-hmm. We have a plan. We're going to be dope in 2024. So if I'm 17, 16, I'm supposed to, you know what I mean? Wait to see. We know what we see. You know, as a kid, you have tunnel vision. You know what I mean? I see 5-7. I see an offense that. You know what I mean? That's what I see.
Couldn't get a yard.
Yeah, you know, it's hard. Yeah. It's hard to sell that. He's doing a good you know, he's doing a good job selling that right now.
But, I don't know, man.
You know.
No, you're right. Like,
you frozen. Can you hear me? You hear me?
Yeah, man. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Like, I don't know how Portal kids look at this and be like, all right, I'm going to jump on this. I'm going to jump on this squad. Like, it has to be, Mario has to be saying, like, hey, look, man, we're trying to get things lined up for him to go to Iowa. You know what I mean? Have a conversation there. And then this is, the thing that we're missing is, this is, Mario wants to run this style of offense.
Sure.
That's what Mario wants to do. This is his style. Mm-hmm. But the teacher that he had trying to teach his style didn't mesh well. Like, I don't have a problem with this style of offense.
Right.
Right. Like, if the kids are putting in the effort, putting in the work and growing, then I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I don't know. It's tough to have the hope and think things are going to work out. You know what I mean? Like, but then I go back and forth with this shit, right? Like, we also have to remember that Mario is, and with Dan Radakovich and Alonzo Highsmith overseeing all of this new buildings, new facilities being put in, all this stuff is being built in to make us an actual program that we don't have right now.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, all that is factoring in. So, there's a lot going on. It just feels like maybe we need more assistance, more directors to, like, take that burden off of Mario so he can just focus on the team. So, we'll see, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not. I have no worries about anything off the field. I really have no worries about anything off the field. You know what I mean? Yeah. My concern is on the field. I don't care about off the. I mean, I do care about off the field, of course, but I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Like you said, Mario, Alonzo, Radakovich is the Holy Trinity right there. You know what I mean?
That's
a hell of a three. You know what I mean?
I brought it up and I said Zoe, and like when you said it back, it hit me. It was like, we gotta remember that Zoe is also doing this shit. Right? Like, Mario's not alone in that room when they're looking at tape, like, all right, this guy's it, this guy's not, this guy's it, this guy's not, this guy's it, this guy. Mario isn't solely making these decisions.
Yeah.
Mario and Zoe know each other.
Yeah.
So this is not just one person, man. Like, I think because we've, as fans and as fans of the Miami Hurricanes, like, we've never experienced this, right? Like, we've never had to see, like, we've seen failure, we've seen losses, we've seen terrible losses, but we've never had to see, like, a rebuild with, like, actual professionals at the helm. So we're questioning because we're so unsure what it's supposed to look like because we've never seen it before. We've never had an idea like that with COVID. Never. Like, just never. You know what I'm saying? So, like, to have that in place with a position that doesn't exist at most of the programs, and with Mario Cristobal, like, this is a trifecta that hopefully succeeds, but all we can do is wait for next year to have better development.
Yeah, man. That's it, brother. That's it, brother.
You know what I mean?
The portal. We in here. Signing day is in a couple weeks. Early signing day.